During animal health emergencies, the control of vehicle traffic will be an important task. This just-in-time training will address recommended practices and procedures associated with traffic control on local and state roads during an animal health emergency. Traffic control procedures for an animal health emergency may be needed to address vehicles carrying animals that are on the road during the event. This may range from commercial semi-trucks or personal trailers carrying livestock or poultry to personal vehicles transporting pets. The establishment of checkpoint stations during an animal health emergency may be needed to identify vehicles transporting affected animals and commodities in efforts to control any disease spread and protect animal health or to redirect traffic away from affected areas. Traffic control points will serve two functions. The first is to inform the road user of an incident, and secondly, to guide or direct vehicles to a particular area. This may involve movement to a screening area, a cleaning and disinfection area, or for rerouting or detouring purposes. Most traffic control locations will involve personnel directing traffic and conducting vehicle checks when necessary. Vehicles arrive and proceed through traffic-controlled access points and are then detoured or diverted to a new location away from the impacted area. Personnel should be familiar with acceptable detour routes to help guide vehicles. No access points, such as the entrance to a quarantined farm or entry at state border, should have personnel stationed at the location to ensure entry restriction. However, depending on the size of the impacted area and the number of roadways involved, there may not be enough personnel to man all traffic control points. In these situations, the use of unmanned traffic control points may be necessary. Unmanned control points are generally no access and can be established by placing some sort of physical barrier, such as concrete barricades, hay bales, parked vehicles, to block the access to the roadway and aid in travel restriction efforts. During situations involving highly contagious animal diseases, inhibiting traffic entry into the quarantine area will be essential. Additionally, the screening of vehicles on the road will be necessary to identify any susceptible or at-risk animals. Traffic control procedures will also be necessary during certain natural disaster events, especially those involving evacuation measures. Individuals leaving the area will need to be guided away from the evacuation or impacted areas to safe locations to ensure their safety as well as the safety of their animals. Regardless of the purpose or type of traffic control points, personnel will be needed to establish, operate, and maintain the traffic control points. There are four main types of personnel that should be involved in traffic and movement control at checkpoints: law enforcement, animal health, cleaning and disinfection, and support staff. Law enforcement officials are responsible for enforcing general laws, any special checkpoint laws, and helping with checkpoint screening protocols. Law enforcement personnel that may be able to assist at a vehicle checkpoint would be state and local police, conservation officers, park rangers, and military personnel. At least one animal health expert should be present at all checkpoints involving animals to answer questions regarding animal health. This could be a local or state veterinarian, veterinary technician, or livestock extension agent. Personnel properly trained in cleaning and disinfection and decontamination procedures should be present. Members of local fire and rescue teams or hazmat teams may have experience and training in setting up and operating decontamination areas and serve as a useful asset. Local public works personnel can aid in traffic control setup and as vehicle flaggers. Support staff and personnel will be needed for various administrative tasks to ensure efficient processing. All traffic control and movement procedures should follow the incident command system. Due to the dynamic nature of animal health emergency response, communication between traffic control point and the incident commander is essential. Traffic control equipment, such as signage, cones, and barricades, will be needed to guide vehicles through the traffic control access corridor. Barricades can be any object that can stop the flow of traffic or direct vehicles to necessary areas. Signage will be needed to warn and inform drivers on how to proceed through the checkpoint, as well as identify alternate detours. Signs should be able to withstand all kinds of weather. For operations occurring at night, lighting and flashing lights should be used to warn drivers of the checkpoint, as well as provide light for administrative purposes. However, the use of too many lights at the incident scene can be distracting and can create confusion, especially at night. Volunteers will need equipment such as reflective vests and portable radio communication devices. Shelters for personnel may be needed in situations involving inclement weather. Depending on the situation, equipment and supplies to address animal needs may be necessary. An example would include shade, fans, or sprayers to cool down animals in the summer. For all traffic control points, all necessary signs should be in place prior to opening any detour or temporary routes to traffic, and placed so as to provide drivers with adequate advanced warning to assist in guiding and traffic flow. The image on the left shows a basic temporary traffic control setup. The image on the right shows additional signage needed when control access points are longer term. All personnel working at traffic control points should be familiar with or trained in the installation and removal of traffic control devices, the layout for traffic control zones, and the operation and maintenance of traffic control zones, including appropriate flagging techniques and hand signaling. Traffic control points should follow the same basic design to ensure efficient vehicle flow to safe locations. Traffic control points should have an advanced warning area, a transition area, an activity area, and a termination area. The advanced warning area tells road users about the upcoming incident area and tells traffic what to expect ahead, such as a detour. The transition area is where road users are directed out of their normal path, either to a screening area or toward the detour point. The activity area is where any work activities, such as screening or cleaning and disinfection, take place. Finally, the termination area is where the road users are returned to normal traffic flow. This illustration, taken from the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, shows the layout of the four components of temporary traffic control zone: the advanced warning area, the transition area, the activity area, and the termination area. The placement of advanced warning signage in general should be at least half a mile or more from the traffic control point. However, this may change depending on the type of road. This table shows the recommended minimum distancing for advanced warning signage for various road types. Traffic control points used for infectious disease outbreak situations will need to implement and follow the same biosecurity standards used for the disease response. Biosecurity is a set of activities designed to prevent the spread of disease agents to healthy livestock and poultry populations and to assist in the eradication of a highly contagious disease by minimizing the potential for a disease agent to spread to additional areas. Cleaning and disinfection measures may need to be implemented. Animal welfare issues will need to be taken into account at traffic control checkpoints. Weather, especially heat, can have a dramatic impact on the health and well-being of animals, particularly livestock, stopped at traffic checkpoints. Every effort to keep vehicles moving in a timely and efficient manner is essential. Portable fans and misting devices may be needed to keep animals cool. Additional information on the setup and operation of vehicle checkpoints for animal health emergencies can be found in the Checkpoint Setup and Operation Just-in-Time Training presentation. Extensive detail on the proper setup and implementation of traffic control procedures can be found in the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices. Additional information on checkpoint setup and operation during an animal health emergency response can also be found in these resources. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.